navigate the journey to becoming a great lawyer with expert guidance on topics that range from trial skills to corner office management. Here you will learn how to tap into your potential for legal greatness. I'm Andrew Smiley, and this is The Mentor, ESQ.
Thank you for joining me on this third episode of season two of The Mentor ESQ. I'm Andrew Smiley, and today we're going to talk about the fitness industry and fitness industry liability. And in advance, I want to thank the New York State Academy of Trial Lawyers, and you can thank them as well, because they're going to give us all credit for this CLE podcast. So there is a link in the description for this podcast, wherever you're watching it, just go to the description and there'll be a link. And at the end of the link, you click on it, you'll fill out a one-page form online and submit it. And then you'll see your CLE certificate emailed to you. So it's pretty cool. It's free. We'll all get some credit for this conversation. There will be two codes read that I will give you during this podcast episode and different times. And you'll have to enter those codes. So either try and remember them or just jot them down because you're going to have to put those on the form to confirm you actually listened to me to get the credit. So the fitness industry is obviously, it's a huge industry, and fitness has been a big part of my life. I wasn't a collegiate athlete. I'm not a professional athlete at any time, but I grew up playing all kinds of sports. I grew up skiing every winter up in Vermont, and I played lacrosse and tennis on my high school teams and went to tennis camps, and I'm still really active. I play tennis every week, singles tennis. I really enjoy it. And I practice yoga now. I've started doing that over the last couple of years. I actually just practiced today. I did a virtual yoga session during this pandemic. So much is virtual. Gyms are still closed in many places. They're starting to open up. But the virtual fitness industry has been bigger than ever. It started to get really big before this pandemic that we're all living through. And now it's even bigger because people are stuck at home. So I practice yoga virtually. And some of you know that I've practiced martial arts.